This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back, everyone, listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And now in the second hour, as I mentioned, Al is taking a break this week. He got away, got out of town, so I'm filling in for the second hour. And what we're going to do in the second hour is replay some of the more important company updates and company interviews that we recorded throughout the week. To listen to any of these company updates, I will always note when this interview or when the update was posted, so you can click on the link on our website to hear the full interview. To kick off this second hour, we chatted with Pete Doherty from Argonaut Gold and broke down the production, development, and exploration that is going on within Argonaut. I hope you all enjoy this interview. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, Shad and I are bringing on Argonaut Gold, traded on the TSX under the symbol AR. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Pete Doherty. Now Pete, this is your first time on the show. I know Argonaut is well known to our listeners. I think it's well known to really any investor within the metal space. But what I really want to do here is go through the company, break down the production aspect, the development aspect, and the exploration upside that the company has. Now, Argonaut is a growth-oriented production company. There are four mines in operation, one mine in development, as well as some exploration that we will get to. Let's start off high level with the production here, Pete. When it comes to current year production, or at least current year estimates for production, and some of the near-term growth that we see in terms of overall ounces produced, where does the company stand? Let's start there, please.
Okay, so we're a North American producer, a junior producer by nature. Today, we are producing around 200 to 250,000 ounces per annum. We expect this year that we'll end on the higher end of that target. Through the first 6 months of the year, we're already have put in the bank a little over about 124,000 ounces. So kind of that higher end, moving towards that 250,000 ounces this year. And as we said, North American producer, three operations in Mexico and one here in Nevada.
Okay, Pete, and then just walk us through. I know that over the last couple of years, you've optimized a couple of these mines. So at your El Castillo complex with El Castillo and San Agustin, you did some different optimization, and then even at Florida Canyon, you're continuing to do some optimization. Walk us through what's happening there and how you think that'll affect the production and throughput moving forward.
Truly spot on, guys. We have changed the profile of the company. If you look historically, we were about 150 to 200,000 ounce a year per annum producer. And we've made some changes into the operations, going from a crushing and processing perspective into more of a run of mine at our El Castillo operation, really trying to look to get the greatest margin that we can get out of this material, as well as the production profiles and expansions there. And recently, this last year, we picked up the Florida Canyon operation, which some of your readers and listeners are very well aware of. And we're going through a process right now of expanding that project, looking to optimize it where we can reduce the operating cost profile and increase the production profile. Recently this year, from first quarter to second quarter of that particular operation, we've been able to increase the production by 15% and reduce the operating cost by 25%. We just finished a new segment that we're putting into play at that particular project, and we're hoping to see the benefit to that here, a step improvement like that once again in the fourth quarter of this year. And that should be our strongest quarter for the company as a whole in the fourth quarter of the year. So we're really looking forward to what the future brings at those operations and trying to take the strengths that we know and put them to play.
Now, touching on the strength that you guys know, one of the key lines that really stands out to me in the company's presentation is that for these production assets, these are not sexy assets, but they make money. And that's something that I think gets overlooked sometimes in production stories, is that ramping up production, even entering production, sometimes the assets don't make as much money as investors would like. You guys are still focused on making money. Can you take us through how that strategy is critical to the production and also the growth of production, please?
So you're correct. I mean, I know the statement is there, and we really stand behind it. We don't run high-grade operations. They are 0.3 grams per ton. That is very difficult. I don't know anybody else in this sector running 0.3 grams per ton and actually making money on it. So in order to make money at these operations, you really have to have attention to detail. And you have to have quality people. And we're very fortunate to have both within the organization. And our teams are, we believe, are some of the best teams out there. And so the attention to detail has to be there. And when you do pay attention to what you're doing and watch the little things, you can, in turn, make money at a very, very low-grade operation. And that's what we've been able to do. And as we think about that and we move forward looking into the gold market, we are considered a very torquey, or a company that has great leverage to the upside in gold. So when you see gold rise above $1,800 per ounce, Argonaut's going to be one of the outperformers in the sector because we have extended leverage to gold with our operations, and we can have substantial returns delivered when we start to see changes in the gold price, when it goes up $100 per ounce or so. So that's what we really focus on and what we try and bring to the table.
Well, just shifting over to some of the growth for the company on your development pipeline, you have two main projects, the Magino project and the Cerro del Gallo project. I don't think, Pete, what a lot of people don't realize is just how transformative it's going to be when Magino comes into production. You're going from about 150 to 200,000 ounce a year production profile, almost doubling it to a 300 to 500,000 ounce production profile as this mine comes up into production. So walk us through kind of the transformational asset here for the company.
Okay. So, yeah, when we formed this company, Corey and Shad, it was a real simple philosophy. Do things the old-fashioned way. Pay attention to your balance sheet. Put the right people in the right places and give them the resources to see what they can do. We posted together a bunch of little pearls, projects that weren't exciting unto themselves. But if you put enough of them together to get a necklace, you could find a pendant to go in the center of it. And then you had something that was very attractive and very valuable. Well, those Mexican and the small Florida Canyon assets might represent those individual little pearls, whereas our Magino and our Cerro del Gallo projects, which are nearing 5 million ounces plus, represent those pendant type or change assets for this company. As you said to your listeners, that change today of 150 to 200,000 ounces, now bringing on a Magino project, which will do 150,000 ounces a year in the first 5 years when it first starts up, with the potential to expand to potentially become a 300,000 ounce a year producer over a 20-year life, that is a game changer within itself. Not only for Argonaut when we first put it into production, but also a game changer for anybody when it becomes a 300,000 ounce a year producer in the future. And that's our vision for this asset. Don't stop where we are today. Get through the first phase and then take the next phase. That's what really excites a lot of investors today, and we're in and unlocking that today through construction.
So, Pete, what stage of construction is Magino in? What's the timeline to production then, please?
Okay, so today we're in month 9 of a 24-month build. So we're just getting started is what I like to tell a lot of people. However, as we see things, by the first quarter of 2023, we should be pouring gold. So whilst it's only 9 of 24 months, it's really rapidly approaching us here. If you can imagine in the first quarter of 2023 to be pouring gold from this particular project. What we really like about the project is not only the scalability and the size of the project, but it has a much lower operating cost profile of about $700 an ounce all-in cost.
All right, everyone. We are out of time for this segment on the radio, but to listen to that full interview, visit our website, kereport.com, and click on that posting that was up Thursday. You can also click on that hour one posting where I do include all the links to all the company updates from this week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Now, following up on that Argonaut Gold introduction, on Thursday, we also interviewed Rupert Resources and recapped a maiden resource on the Rupert Lapland project that came in just short of 4 million ounces. Have a listen to what James Withall had to say regarding this resource and some of the growth potential still available for the company. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP, and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, James Withall. Now, James, we've been chatting for actually quite a while here as the company continued to release drill results. And just on Monday, September 13th, we received the maiden resource from the company's Potavara project in Finland. This maiden resource coming out at just short of 4 million ounces of gold, grading 2.5 grams per ton gold. A couple things to note here is that, again, this is the maiden resource. And the timeline from the discovery hole to this almost 4 million ounces was less than 18 months. Now, a couple other aspects that are within that news release is that the resource is based on 36,000 meters of drilling. That was cut off at the end of June. The company continues to drill. So we'll get into some of that near-term growth potential. But James, just give us an overview. This resource, almost 4 million ounces. How did it fit into the company's expectations? What other information can you give us about this resource, please?
Yeah, okay. So thanks, Corey. Hi, everyone. Look, it was, we set out to find a multi-million ounce resource, but also a really high quality one. And this is absolute for us. We feel that's really delivered on it. The grade of this resource, 2.5 grams, is well above the average that you'll see coming out in the market. And just the, as you pointed out, the fact that we've been able to pull this together in 18 months or just under 18 months. And that's really testament to the deposit itself. It's this large, big, cohesive deposit. We've been doing those as you guys have been listening to these reports we've been putting out, some really long intercepts, plus 100 meters at 5 grams is not uncommon from this resource. And, this resource just shows how consistent it is. We mineralized it is true, but obviously when you look at it as total resource, the more actually what's interesting with this, the more of those infill and those other holes we do, higher grades than the resource grade, that's steadily building and actually increasing the resource grade through time. So yeah, this is the sort of baseline for the company and a great place to start at a brand new discovery in such a short period of time. And there's a lot more to come as we continue to infill it and expand it. It's a data constrained resource right now. We haven't 100% of the holes have hit mineralization so far. As you said, we're now sort of well past this stage. This was a cutoff in June, and actually most of the drilling was sort of May time, assay cutoff in June. So now we've had, another good three months of drilling that's been ongoing there. So yeah, watch this space for more news flow and the potential for it to grow.
Let's quickly talk about grade here, because this resource is broken up into an open pit and underground scenario. The open pit is comprising a little over 2.5 million ounces, average grade of 2.6 grams per ton gold with a cutoff grade of 0.6 grams per ton. The underground component, that's coming in at about 1.4 million ounces, and that average grade 2.4 grams per ton with a cutoff of 1.2 grams per ton. Take us through the grade components here and any noteworthy aspects of this, please.
Okay, so the key way we presented this pretty conservatively. So we used a low gold price, a long-term consensus gold price of $1,430. We've used modest recovery, 92%, and we've used building up our break-even costs, the cut-off costs. We've been building those up with conservative cost estimates as well. So there's the way we looked at the deposit actually. We looked at it multiple ways. This deposit's got a huge amount of flexibility in it, geological flexibility in the way that the deposit is built. So you could mine it all by open pit, you could mine it all by underground, or you can look at it in this way. But actually, if you look at the information we put out, if you actually just look at a 1 gram cutoff throughout, you still have 3.9 million ounces and the grade's about 2.5 grams. So, nothing really changes. So it's just a very robust resource.
Well, we had mentioned off mic before we started recording that with these resource estimates, they're always a snapshot in time. And as you mentioned just a few seconds ago, you've already had several more months of great drilling results. Bring everybody up to speed on how much drilling is still ongoing on continuing to push out the project. It mentioned in the press release another 15 to 20,000 meters of additional drilling is recommended. But just bring us up to speed on how much drilling you've done since this resource estimate and how much more you're still going to do.
Yeah, so there's about 36,000 meters in the resource estimate. We're already at 40,000 meters at the moment. And that drilling is for the last few months has been, some of it's been beyond Nickery, but most of it's certainly another 4,000, almost 4,000 meters at Hickory done since then. And, I think we plan to drill another 28,000 meters this year and 60,000 meters of next year. Yes, while we require 20,000 meters to actually upgrade a component of this to indicated category, we'll be doing a fair bit more drilling than that at Hickory. I mean, I'd take our, simply put, there's 90,000 meters of drilling plan between now and at the end of next year, and probably maybe 60% of that is going to be at Hickory, both in expansion and infill. So there's a lot of drilling to go. And we put out some results with the resource. And, some of the infill was another 122 meters at 5.4. In that hole, there's another, 7 meters at 10 grams as well. So there's like a really great intercept outside of that as well. But we also put out a new hole about 350 meters below the current resource, which goes to about 450 meters, with another decent intercept right at depth. So the system's still wide open, hence why we're allocating quite a lot of drilling to it over the next 18 months.
So, James, what are you most excited about, or where do you think some of that or the biggest growth could come from in this upcoming drilling? Is it the infill drilling to maybe bring up the average grade, or is it some of the step-out drilling to grow the overall resource?
Yeah, there's if people sort of look on the website or go to the decks, we haven't done a lot of drilling meters below about 300 meters, so the resource isn't that well informed at depth, so bringing up the grade at depth and understanding that better is absolutely key. Potentially we'll have an uplift in overall grade as we do more and more infill. The deep component is certainly there to be tested. But also we actually added 150 meters of strike almost in this recent drilling, a little bit on each end. So, it still doesn't seem to – still struggling to find the limits here. So it's a good place to be.
All right, that wraps up that interview with Rupert Resources. We did talk for another couple of minutes about some of the other regional targets, so again, you can click on that Thursday posting to hear that full interview. We're going to be right back with another company update.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the base of the world's largest tree has been wrapped in fire-resistant blankets to protect it from a possible wildfire. The General Sherman Tree in Sequoia National Park's Giant Forest, along with some other trees and structures in the area, were wrapped this week in the face of a fire moving into the Giant Forest. The Colony Fire is expected to move into the area in the next few days, though its movement had slowed down on Thursday and Friday. This is USA Radio News. Americans are slowly regaining confidence in the economy. Tim Berg has the details.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The survey noting consumers still expect the least favorable economic prospects in more than a decade. The survey's chief economist, Richard Curtin, saying high prices for homes, vehicles, and durable goods are keeping buying attitudes near record lows.
And when the United Nations General Assembly meets next week in New York, the body will take world leaders at their word that they've been vaccinated against COVID. The president of the General Assembly said in a Thursday letter that attendees will be required to be vaccinated to attend the gathering, but said that there won't be any process to verify whether or not they have. The policy coming to comply with a New York City vaccine requirement for convention centers, which it said last week that the General Assembly would fall under. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition and continuing on with the company updates that were some of the more significant ones this week. We are sticking to the resource sector, but now talking royalties. As I interviewed Brett Heath from Metalla Royalty and Streaming to recap a new deal signed by the company, which was the biggest deal in the corporate's history so far. This was posted on Friday morning. I hope you all enjoy this update. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Metalla Royalty and Streaming and the president and CEO, Brent Heath. Metalla is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTA and on the NYSE also under the symbol MTA. Brett, we're going to follow up on news that came out earlier this week, September 13th. Metalla adds a 5% royalty on Equinox Gold Castle Mountain Gold Mine. Now, total consideration, $15 million in cash. The 5% royalty is on the South Dome's portion of this Castle Mountain Gold Mine. Brett, just in a broad sense, initially here, what attracted you to this royalty and the cash payment, $15 million? I believe this is one of the bigger transactions the company has done.
Thanks, Corey. Yes, it has been one of the bigger transactions that we've done, and we're very excited about it. And the things that attracted us to the royalty are more of the same. This is in a great jurisdiction, being the United States, very sound rule of law. We've got a great operator. Equinox Gold is in my opinion, a leading mid-tier operator, I think, on its way to be a major. You know, it's led by Ross Beaty, which is one of the most prominent mining entrepreneurs in this century, pretty much. Incredible team and just great asset. This is an asset that is going to have a very, very long life. It's got total resources of about 7.5 million ounces on this project, which a little over 4 in reserves. So huge asset, good jurisdiction, good operator. This is where we like to position our shareholders.
Now, Brett, when it comes to the resource that's on the South Domes portion, I'm seeing 1.1 million ounces, proven and probable, almost 1.4 million ounces measured and indicated, and just under 600,000 ounces inferred. What stage is this part of the asset at, the South Domes portion?
That's right, Corey. So we've got upwards of just under 2 million ounces of reserves and resources on the South Domes portion of Castle Mountain. And currently Castle Mountain is actually in production today. It's producing, Equinox has between 30 and 40,000 ounces of gold. So it's running at a smaller level of production today, and that's in their phase one mine plan. So the way that they decided was the best way to get this thing up in production and then expand it was really a two-stage activity. And so they've finished phase one. They're going to start the process to complete phase two in the second half of this year. And phase two is guided by Equinox to start production on the expanded level in 2026. And so the South Domes portion of the royalty ground that we bought and the ounces that we bought are included in the phase two mine plan that starts up in 2026.
So, Brett, this is a big asset, right? 7.5 million ounces on the whole Castle Mountain Gold Project. And Equinox, I think most people know, is a multi-asset producer. Just how big, though, is this Castle Mountain Gold Mine to Equinox in the overall scheme of things?
This is a very serious property. I would say if you talk to Equinox and if you look at the rest of their portfolio, I mean, they've got a lot of really great mines within that portfolio that they're also operating and developing. But this is really, I think, positioned to be their flagship asset. You've got a mine in the phase two expansion that I believe will do 220,000 ounces a year. It does have potential to maybe go higher than that, but the current study called for, you know, approximately about 220,000 ounces a year. And it's set to be, once it's in production, the 8th largest gold mine in the United States. So that's a pretty serious asset. And with the 7.5 million ounces, obviously there's still exploration upside on the entire operation, with South Domes included in that. It's an exciting asset to get a piece of. And, you know, again, the way that the best way to get exposure to these assets is really kind of right before all of this stuff happens, right before, you know, Equinox goes through this process to push forward the phase two expansion. They're going to be obviously doing a lot of drilling. They're going to be advancing. There's going to be a huge capital investment, and we got 5%. I mean, that's something to really think about here. 5% on upwards of 2 million ounces of gold. So there's not very many royalties that are like that out there. You know, people get, or you know, even us, if you buy a 1% on a 1 or 2 million ounce project, it's a great asset. There's not very many projects out there that are 1, 2, 3 million ounce projects. So to have something like this, where you've got 7.5 million ounces of total resources, you know, of which our royalty covers just under 2, and have it be a 5% royalty, can you know, really play a very significant role to the underlying value of the company going forward.
All right. Thanks for that update there, Brett. Let's also talk about the finances of the company and how you are going to cover this $15 million cash payment. The details of that payment are $10 million up front and then the remaining $5 million to be paid within 20 months from the closing date. Where does the company stand in terms of cash? How are you paying for this?
Right. So we've already paid for the $10 million portion that's up front. That was paid through our ATM. We've raised, since we announced our new 2021 ATM, about $11.4 million or right around there, U.S. dollars in that ATM. And pretty much almost all of it has been crosses to institutions. So we haven't really been using it in the kind of typical way that you see companies do it, which is basically put pressure on their own market, but it's been more of a function of, you know, we allow, you know, big new investors that we market to come in, and buy the stock, and that funds these acquisitions. They, you know, they want to, get positioned. And so that allows us to do that in a way, in the market, just like anyone else can buy the stock as well, just bigger amounts. So we were able to raise some money on that. We also are going to draw down an additional $3 Canadian from our convertible loan with BD Capital. And, I'm sure most listeners are familiar with BD Capital. They've been a big supporter of Metalla, for a few years now. They're just an incredible shareholder, and we're very happy to have them in there. So the 10's paid for. The 5 will likely look to finance that probably, you know, the best way possible down the road.
Okay. Now, Brett, just remind everybody how many royalties in total Metalla has in your portfolio and how many are producing, please.
Yeah, so currently now with this acquisition, we've got 70 royalties in streams, and we've got 5 that are producing today. And we have another pretty much one or two assets that are in line to come into production every single year for upwards of the next decade.
All right. There's your update from Metalla and that significant deal of the company signed. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back with a company update outside of the resource sector.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Here we are, the end of the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And as promised, we are replaying an interview here with a company that is more or less outside of the resource or exploration or even royalty stage or sector in commodities. We chatted with Organto Foods and the president and CEO, Steve Bromley. WeChat, Q2 revenue, record revenue and income, as well as some other acquisitions of products and a processing plant agreement that's all come in the last couple months. This company has been doing quite well, so please let us know if you have any feedback on the back of any of these company interviews. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Organto Foods, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OGO, and on the OTC markets under the symbol OGOFF. We are chatting with the co-CEO and chairman, Steve Bromley. Now, just to bring everybody first and foremost up to speed, we've been chatting with Steve for most of this year, focused on really this renewed look and renewed strategy that Organto Foods has under this relatively new management team of providing or being an integrated provider of branded, private label, and distributed organic and non-GMO fruits and vegetables throughout Europe. Now, the company has continued to grow by adding product lines and even growing revenue and net profit. We'll get into a lot of the news that came out in the last couple months. But Steve, just bring some of our newer listeners or those listeners who haven't heard some of our past interviews up to speed on the overall strategy here at Organto Foods, please.
Well, thanks a lot, Corey. It's nice to be back and hello to everyone again. Yeah, just to step back, Organto is involved in the fresh organic produce industry. We go to market. In Europe, we use an asset-light business model, which is very scalable. And what I mean by asset-light, Corey, is we don't own our own farms and processing facilities, but we partner with growers and also with processors around the world to provide our products to go to market. Today, we're in 16 countries in Europe. We source from around the globe. We use this asset-light business model, which is very capital-efficient. Our focus is on organic fresh fruits and vegetables. These are categories that we think are growing really rapidly, and they're good for the environment, and they're good for consumers, and so, you know, that is our focus. We're not against conventional or other types of foods, but our focus is on organic, and these are you know, categories that have been growing really quickly. We transitioned to an asset-light business model 8 quarters ago. And since that transition to asset light, we've had record quarterly revenues year over year and increases in gross margin, which culminated in Q2, which we'll talk about in a second. So serving fast growing markets with an asset light, capital efficient business model.
All right, Steve, let's move into these Q2 financial results, because it was record second quarter revenues of over $5 million. It was the largest quarterly revenues in history of Organto. As you mentioned, you had 8 consecutive quarters of revenue growth. We also saw gross profit increase to almost $650,000, which is a little over 12% of revenues. Break down these Q2 financials, and again, the company's ability to continue to grow revenues and profits, please.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, we did have record revenues of $5.4 million in the quarter. That was 148% lift versus the prior year, which was a record at that time. What was really encouraging was our gross margins increased, as you said, to 12.1% of revenue. That was up 179% and up 250 basis points versus Q1. And, you know, we've been talking about why brands and private label are important to us. As you mentioned in the outset, we sell and distribute 3 types of products, bulk distributed. So if you think about bulk products in the produce section, where you go and you pick the product one by one, we provide that to our customers. That's our lowest margin product. If we can then take those products and pack them into private label, the margins go up. So think about not instead of an avocado in a bulk format, avocado in a sleeve of 3 with the retailer's name on it, or we'll do branded products using our digital passport technology. As we do that, our margins increase. So the highest margin products are the branded products, lowest are the bulk distributed. We've been predicting that as we roll out our brands and private label capabilities, we'll start to see the increase in gross profit. And that is, in fact, what we started to see in a demonstrable way in the second quarter. So we were very excited by that. At the same time, our cash overhead costs, excluding investments that we're making, continue to decline as a percentage of revenues, which is important, which leaves us believing that we'll achieve cash expense break even by the end of the year. So a good quarter, a record on a revenue basis, a record in terms of gross margin dollars, and a record in terms of gross margin percentage. So all in all, a good quarter for us. And as you mentioned, that was the 8th consecutive quarter of record revenue growth versus the same quarter in the prior year.
Well, Steve, let's dig in a little bit more to the idea that, you know, you have those 3 levels, you know, the bulk distributed, the private label, and the branded products. Take us into some of those higher gross margin ones, like the brand development. You've talked about relaunching the I Am Organic brand, for example. Just walk listeners through what that could mean for the company as you continue to develop that side of the business.
Yeah, so the bulk distributed business is really done at 8 to 12% gross margin, sort of average 10%. If you move into private label and you're adding more value, our gross margins range between 12 and 17%. And when you get into branded products, you know, our gross margins are 20% plus. And so, you know, we've been positioning our product profile to roll out the private label and branded. The reality is that you have to be good at bulk distributed. If you think about the produce section in your stores, it's in North America, it's very much similar in Europe. There's a lot of bulk product where, you know, we as consumers pick that on our own. But what you're seeing a lot more of now are packaging formats, and more you're seeing brands being developed in the category around the perimeter of the store where there's a lot of shopping action today. And so we needed to build out our supply chain capabilities and serve the bulk market. But now we're in the process of starting to roll out the branded and the private label products, which go a long way to creating a stickier relationship with consumers and also drive higher margins for us. And so, you know, we have 2 brands today. The first brand that we have in the market now is the Fresh Organic Choice brand. It's a brand that we acquired in January, primarily focused on specialty retailers and primarily focused on organic herbs, fresh cut herbs, although we have added some asparagus and ginger to that category. That business has been doing very well. Since we bought the business back in January, we've had a very nice uptick in the business. Probably makes sense. The brand was only in three countries, and they had one sales rep. We now have six sales reps, and we're in 16 countries. So we've seen nice growth. What's really exciting is our planned relaunch of the I Am Organic brand. And we're relaunching this brand using a digital passport technology that we've developed internally. You know, today consumers want to know where their food came from, how it got to them, what the carbon footprint was, what's the nutritional profile, what are recipe ideas, how can I communicate on social media platforms to talk to others who are consuming these products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we've developed a digital passport technology using QR codes. So all we have to do is sticker a product or put it in a package, depending on the product that it is. And that QR code, when scanned by a consumer, opens the whole provenance of the product up, where it came from, all those items that I talked about, where it came from, carbon footprint, nutritional profile, et cetera. And so we've spent the better part of the last year developing the backbone of that technology. We had indicated that, you know, our plan was to start rolling it out in pilot programs initially to make sure the technology is working well. Those pilot programs are expected to start here very shortly, which is quite exciting. And then from there, we'll get into mass rollout once we're comfortable with the technology. So we're really excited by the I Am Organic opportunity and truly believe that we'll be bringing something to consumers that they want and that they're not getting today.
All right, that wraps up this weekend edition of the KE Report. For the second hour, I do expect Al to be back next week from his trip, so you will have a chance to get back in all those political and religion comments. I will also have a posting on the KER Politics side of the site for everyone to keep their comments going. Hey, I really appreciate everybody listening in to this weekend show, and I enjoy seeing all of the emails that I get from all of you. My email address, flex@kereport.com. Please keep those emails coming. And everyone, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.